Hot 103 Jams presents the Morning Grind with Shay and Chuck.
This that Morning Grind, get up, let's get that money. You up with Shay and shining, only get it poppin'. Got the lady shade and them trending topics. Got a man though, KC was poppin'. Well, you mad though, cause we a butt no sack. 103, what's up? We on the way, no stop. It's that Morning Grind, get up, let's get that money. You up with Shay and shining, only get it poppin'.
Shouts out to the fine folks at the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Kansas City. Ran into Dr. Dred Scott, president and CEO, yesterday at the KC Restaurant Week preview.
Mm-hmm.
Julie Jones and myself got a chance to sample foods that will be featured. The Homelander was in the building. Sebastian, that's the restaurant inside of the Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art. Char Bar was there.
Woo! I love Char Bar. Good Lord, they're good.
Delicious.
What you eat?
Everything chicken and fish.
Yeah.
They had a burn-in thing the Char Bar had did.
Wow.
Julie really enjoyed that.
Yes. Julie enjoys every food.
Shouts out to Sharon Cleaver. She was also there from the Boys and Girls Club. I'm really excited because I received notification that I will be honored as the 2018 Role Model of the Year.
Yes. I wanted to announce that.
It actually shocked me, Brian, because some of the past recipients are Mayor Sly James, Buck O'Neill, Chief Forte, well, Sheriff Forte now.
So you
Travis don't, Kelsey.
You don't think that you're in the same boat with them?
No.
Because you are.
I don't.
No, I don't. You're being very modest. Let's break it down. All the things that you've done, all the things that you've spoken at, all the kids that you helped. The ice cream truck thing that we did. Come on, Shay. You've done so much in the past three and a half years now that you've been here. You've done so much. You made such an impact in lesser time than some people who's been here way longer. So you deserve it. Salute to you. And congratulations.
I've been thinking about what comparisons I could have with Mayor Sly James. He's a lawyer, so I like to argue. Okay.
We know that's right.
Travis Kelsey. I'm working on getting a tighter end.
Really?
Sheriff Forte, I do have handcuffs.
I hope so.
So you got what you got handcuffs for?
Don't worry about it. And Buck O'Neill, I also have a baseball bat. Mm. So maybe that's some of the comparisons that I have with these guys.
You all have helped the community out. That's the comparison, Shay.
Ceremony going to be January 25th. I hope you'll come with me, Brian.
I'd love it
if you were there.
I'm going to be there.
Is my mother not going to be able to come?
I'm going to be there. I'm going to film you. If they ask me to speak on your behalf, I'll do that. Whatever they need me to do, tap dance, all that.
You'll speak
for me?
I
got you. Yeah.
Aww.
Who knows you better than me in the city?
Right, in the city, yeah.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. Sunny and cooler. Right now, you are clear at 33 in KCK. Shade was popping.
Actor and director Robert Townsend is asking fans if they're here for a BAPS reboot.
Tiffany Haddish and who else?
That would be a perfect role for Tiffany Haddish. Would you be here for that?
I'd watch it, yeah.
Of course, made famous by Halle Berry. And what's the other sister's name?
I forgot. I just knew her from How to Be a Player. Bill Bellamy's sister.
Dang. I guess so.
Y'all know who we talking about.
Yeah.
Who would play her, though?
Somebody chunky. Who chunky still? Gabourey Sidibe, maybe?
What about, fam. The girl from Moesha.
She ain't too old.
What's her name?
She was a grown woman when first Babs came out. Oh, no, I'm not trying to be funny at all. I really wasn't.
One of the city girls.
Child, bye. That child can't read. She tried to get flued out to the...
Don't do that.
Tried to get flued out to the set. P. Period. Meek Mill says that he has been traumatized by lace front wigs.
Yep.
How can that happen?
Well, when you see the straight line going against, you know, some ladies' foreheads, it's like, is her head cut off or what? Or maybe he was doing something and, you know, he accidentally pulled it off or something. Like I'm going to get you, sucker. Mm-hmm.
He said, quote, I just hate when you see that lace cap line in front all slicked down and the net in the middle. We letting y'all have everything else. Ask y'all man how he feel. And I can still be attracted to a woman wearing them, but my thoughts be like, is that a wig? I seen this girl wig shift back and none of her girlfriends told her. I was like,
This finna be a breeze.
There you go.
This goes under the file of don't worry about a chick wig.
Yeah, mind our business.
Exactly. This is in the file of mind your daggone business.
But what if we can see it, though?
That's none of your business.
It is if we can see it.
I can see that little line where y'all be trying to put your hairline in with the black dye to make it look like you still have a hairline in the front. But don't nobody bother you about that.
Whatever. All men don't do that.
Anywho. Kaya is calling out Quality Control CEO P over City Girl sampling my neck, my back.
P, you know I'm mad at you because you let them old dirty ass City Girls sample my and you didn't pay me. Why you act like you got so much money, you ugly fat neck, and you got them two friends supposed to be pregnant from your ugly ass at the same time. You know if you ain't had no money to be with your ugly fat face ass, but if you was a real, you would have called the queen to write for them young, dirty, ugly City Girls.
Kaya is so reckless.
No, she didn't say nothing about Saweetie sampling her song. And that was a kind of a big underground song that people know about. She had nothing to say then.
Ooh, Kaya is nutty.
She don't care. Yeah, she don't care at this point.
Well, actually, they did pay for the sample, but she doesn't own the masters to my neck, my back. E1 does.
Oh, well, ain't nothing you can do about it, sweetheart.
And they only paid $10,000 to clear it. That alone is disrespectful. Yes. This is why people swear they want to be in the entertainment business and they be focusing on entertainment and not the business.
Read your contract. Thank you. If we didn't learn anything else from the New Edition story, we learned to read your contracts. Because that's not something that's like once in a blue moon. That happens every single day to a lot of artists.
Take care of your business, man. Forget the entertainment part.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I stopped a quick trip, you know, to get some of the free air to put in your tires. All is well. I'm sitting there 10, 15 minutes. I check, you know, you have your little tire, little gauge, you know, just to check and make sure air is going in there. And I'm sitting there 10, 15 minutes and no air is going in.
10 or 15 minutes?
Maybe I'm not holding right. I hold it on there some more, make sure it's, you know, it's on there right, no air is coming out. Another 10, 15 minutes. No air is going in. Come on, quit tripping. You know, you've got the free gas, can you at least make the air is coming out?
So you was at the air pump for 30 minutes?
I was at the air pump for 45, sir.
Oh.
Now, sis, you could have blew that tire up with your own air for that out your mouth. Are you in a relationship?
No, and that is the problem.
That's where Jesus was leading me as you was talking. Yeah. That you are single, and we need to find you a man because you should not have stood there after the first 15.
No.
Hold on, sis. Wait. See, you're blocking your blessings. Look at you. This is why she ain't got no man. She argumentative. See, you shouldn't have stayed past the first 15 minutes. If you had a man, he could have did that for you.
Men come with problems. I am already going through a divorce. I'm good.
Who is this?
This is Nicole Jackson.
See, Nicole, you may be passing up your Boaz.
Hey, I need at least a year or two of self-reflection before I can deal with the mental capacity of a male ego.
This is true. Let it breathe for about 2 years. Yeah, just let it breathe. Let it air off. Because how long was you married?
16 years.
Yeah, you got to get his scent off of you. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Oh, my God. All right. Thank you, Ms. Jackson. Have a good day.
Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Coming up later on in the show, gonna have Liam McHugh from NBC's Sunday Night Football.
Oh yeah, it's going down. I like him.
Chiefs, Colts, inside Arrowhead on Saturday, Brian. I won't be there. I'll be at Elevate Bar and Grill in KCK.
Oh, you're doing a watch party?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you will be inside Arrowhead.
It's going to be so tense. It's going to be so exciting. We have a reason to be nervous, but we should come out on top.
I think we should do a pre-playoff game song.
Oh.
Just putting it out there.
Oh, boy.
You ball that over, and then we'll look into it a little later, all right?
All right.
Were you raised with the five-second rule?
Absolutely, yes.
We used to say, God made dirt, and dirt don't hurt. Kiss it up to God, and watch it work.
And that's what I live by, even to this day.
So, in Alabama, 18-wheeler full of chicken tenders spilled on the highway in Alabama.
Damn!
They've been sitting out there for 24 hours, and so people started coming out.
Okay.
And picking it up. And so the authorities in Alabama are begging the people, please don't eat that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's unsafe.
Okay. Look, are these tenders out of the package? It doesn't say. Okay.
But people been stopping their cars and scooping up the boxes. But they've been on the outside in the elements for 24 hours. And you and I talk about all the time because you eat things that are out of date.
That's fine.
That are not supposed to be consumed.
Because I got them good guts. That's why.
Oh, all right? Lord.
Listen. 24 hours ain't a big deal. Now, if we
what
going
do you
on,
mean?
If we
it's
going
been
on,
outside.
It's not a big deal. It's good. What city was this in?
It's in Alabama.
All right, it's a little
in
warm.
In Cherokee County. That is.
Well, it's a little warm. It's not like cold. It's not
right.
Kansas City. It's still fine, though. 24 hours is fine.
No,
okay.
It's not.
48 hours, you pushing the limits, but you can still get away with it. 72 hours, nah, you got to let that go. But 24 hours, you good. You got to eat it right away, though.
When y'all make the Bird Box phenomenon happen by eating old food that been out on the highway.
It ain't that old though. 24 hours ain't old. It's not.
When you mess around and make the zombie apocalypse happen after you eat that, then what?
The worst is gonna happen is you have some bubble guts, but you'll be fine. So you ain't never left something out for 24 hours and then eat it?
No,
you're very particular about that.
Because it scares me. I'll be like, I'm not trying to get sick.
Listen, I guess that's the bachelor in me. Like, it's good. It's okay. Just go ahead and warm it up real quick or something, and you can eat it.
I was out of town for Christmas for 10 days, and I came back and threw everything away that was
what?
In it. Yes.
Are you kidding me? Fam, come on now. That's wasteful. That's my thing.
I went to EJ's, the meat and three over there in the West Bottoms. And I had a piece of chicken and some other stuff left over from when I ate there.
You could have
ate
it.
That went in the garbage. No!
Yes!
It was 10 days in the refrigerator,
so
fam.
So what? You leave ketchup in the refrigerator. You leave condiments in the refrigerator.
That's been pasteurized. Nothing.
Been cooked.
I'm done with this. I can't with this conversation right now,
you
friend.
You could live in my house.
Friend,
if I see that you throw anything away that's in the fridge, we're going to have a major, major problem, fam. Don't you dare throw nothing away that can still be eaten.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to see Ricky Smiley. He'll be at the KC Improv Friday and Saturday.
Uh-huh.
He's coming up on the show, too.
Really?
Yup.
I got a lot of questions for Ricky Smiley.
We sent him a presidential platter. He never opened it.
That's
never responded.
That's the number one question. It was when you first got here in September of 2015. Uh-huh.
Got something in my chest over that. I'm just a little...
No, homie, no. Remember we was at the post office? They told us the price to deliver the package and we were sending it to Atlanta. She was like, homie, no.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, we ain't sending that to him for those $75. You wild.
He'll be on the show Friday.
Oh, my goodness. Well, serious topic this morning, Brian. A lot of folks been talking about this whole R. Kelly situation and in the shade. We're going to be looking at some of the effects of that. There's a criminal investigation with R. Kelly after the releasing of the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries. And it would be easy for us to stay in the salacious lane and, you know, just talk about, you know, what happened and all the dirt. But we really want to try to help folks who have been dealing with this sort of issue themselves. As a matter of fact, the sexual assault hotline said that they have had a 27% increase in folks calling in.
Wow.
About sexual assault that happened to them. So we called upon MOXA, which is the Metropolitan Organization to Counter Sexual Assault, to come in and kind of help us unpack some of this stuff and help folks who are in our listening audience get help if they so need. Good morning and welcome to the show, Kelsey Serenganese.
Yeah, good morning.
I said that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
So you were telling me off air about that 27% increase and a surprising population of folks who have been calling in.
Yeah, it's super interesting. So RAIN is the organization that runs that National Sexual Assault Hotline, the Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network. And they put out a statement yesterday that said that that 27%, which is a big increase to see over the course of just a few days, huge increase. The vast majority of those folks who have been calling have been adults who are calling now, who experienced some kind of abuse when they were kids, when they were children, and never have reached out, never have told anybody, never have talked about it before. So this documentary is bringing up so much for so many people all around the country.
So that leads me to the question, when I see people say, well, why they wait so long? That proves that that's a thing, that people tend to hold it in when they're dealing with these kind of issues.
Absolutely. People ask that question all the time. Like, whatever the case is that we're hearing about, somebody's always asking, you know, why does somebody wait so long? And it's a natural question to ask, because a lot of us, we are not sure, or we like to think that, you know, if it was me, I would have done something sooner. But for a lot of the folks who experience that, especially with their kids, when they experience that kind of abuse, it can be so scary. It can be so overwhelming. They have so much fear about, like, what's going to happen to them, what's going to happen to their family, what's going to happen to this person who hurt them, because sometimes they still care about that person. It could still be an important person in their life. They feel a lot of fear or a lot of intimidation about coming forward.
Yeah. All right, Kelsey, when we come back with you at around 7:38, I want to talk to you about resources and who people can actually talk to about this situation that's close to them.
Perfect.
Got the shade on the way at 7:23.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. Sunny and cooler. Right now you are clear 32 in KCK. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Chad Ochocinco Johnson, football player. Well, ex. Football player?
X, yeah.
It's 41 today.
Mm-hmm.
Reggae star Sean. Wait, did we say it was Sean Paul's birthday yesterday?
We gonna say it was
we
yesterday.
We got to send them an email about
yeah,
this.
We gonna say it was yesterday.
Let me scratch that out. Duchess of Cambridge Kate Middleton is 37 today.
Uh-huh.
Amari Hardwick from the series Power is 45. Kim Mathers, ex-wife of Eminem, is 44 today. Beyonce daddy, Matthew Knowles.
Friend of the show.
Is 67.
Uh-huh.
Rapper, actress, and radio personality, Angie Martinez.
I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting free.
Like Thelma and Louise.
Uh-huh.
She's 49 today. Earl Graves, founder of Black Enterprise, is 84.
Uh-huh.
Former NBA star Muggsy Bogues is 54. And No Limit Soulja, Mia X. The biggest mama, 49.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Yeah, 49.
Happy birthday to everybody born on January 9th.
This is a particularly busy month, 9 months ago.
What's that, April?
I don't know. I can't add on the fly.
Yeah, it's April.
R. Kelly reportedly is under criminal investigation, Brian, in the state of Georgia after the release of Surviving R. Kelly documentary. Fulton County District Attorney's Office opened an investigation into allegations by some women who say that they were violated.
So Sparkle called the authorities, right? I'm sure many other people have called the authorities. Why did it take for this documentary or docuseries for the police to get involved?
Well, the police have been involved, but if you watch the series, they got to a piece where they admitted that he postponed the trial for 6 years.
Yeah.
Which allowed the young lady in question to grow up.
Yeah.
And then there's possible rumors that maybe he paid off the family because the young lady's father continued to be a guitar player for him.
And I understand that they couldn't call it like kidnapping technically because they were of age and it's like they were willing. This is after the trial.
This is after some of the other people, like the parents who are trying to get you know, their kids out of that situation. After you turn the age of 18, that's the age of consent. You can do what you want to do. But, you know, this whole thing is just a complete, total mess.
Yeah.
In other news, Common has said that he failed R. Kelly's accusers. He said, quote, "I'm guilty of that to myself because I didn't stop and be like, yo, and speak against this R. Kelly situation, and he's from my hometown. At the end of the day, he's a human being. He had issues, and we see that, but I can't condone that, and I shouldn't be allowing that to happen. We failed our community as black people."
Yeah, that's a fair point, and all of us are guilty of that.
That's why we've got Moxa in the building. We're going to continue the conversation on how to spot predators, how you can arm your kids to be able to keep them safe, and what to do if you find yourself in a situation where you're in an abusive sexual situation.
That conversation continues at 7:38.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Chelsea Saragonese from MOXA, that's the Metropolitan Organization to Counter Sexual Assault, on the show this morning, Brian.
Yeah. I want to ask you, if some victims don't feel comfortable talking to their mother or father, which is, you know, the people that's close or supposed to be closest to you, who would you recommend that they tell these problems to?
That's such a good question. So especially for young people, if they're a kid, if they're a teenager, and they don't feel like they can talk to their parents or somebody in their family yet, always a really good person to talk to if they're in school counselor. All those people around them at school are trained and they know how to handle these kinds of disclosures. If someone comes to them and tells them that they've been abused, they know exactly what to do. They know how to connect them to resources, stuff like that. And they also know sometimes how to help them have that conversation with the parents, which can be really scary or intimidating, especially if they're young, if they're a teenager, and they feel like this is something really scary or shameful.
Kelsey, when we come back, I want to talk about how predators are made and what can parents do to protect their children from predators, and once they find out that maybe a situation is happening, how to get out of it.
That's on the way at 7:52.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Right now we're talking with Kelsey from MOXA, which is an organization that was created in this community about 50 years ago to help folks dealing with sexual assault.
Mm.
And we're grateful. They do work on both sides of the border in Missouri and in Kansas. We've been talking about children primarily and how parents can help with spotting predators and what to do if you find your child in that position. So as we were talking off air, Kelsey, I presented to you some things that I've seen online where folks are accusing, like, the 14-year-old girl, saying she's fast. If you put yourself in line with a grown man, oh well, that's what you deserve.
Yeah, and we see that a lot, right? Social media, we hear a lot of responses about the documentary, people saying those things. Anytime a story comes out, people a lot of times will put that blame on the victim, right? And in this situation, most of the victims were young women, teenage girls. And I like to believe that it's not because people actually blame this teenager, right? Actually think that this child deserves to be hurt. But really, I think that a lot of it comes out of fear, right? If you can put the responsibility, if you can put the blame on the victim, right, and say, you know, she did X, Y, and Z, and that's why that happened to her, I won't do that, so I'm safe, right? But if we have to acknowledge that the responsibility and the blame goes on the perpetrator, right, the person, the adult who hurt those kids, then we have to say, well, I feel a lot less safe, right? Because that's out of my control, right?
That's an interesting take, right? Yeah, I didn't think about that. I think that just
R. Kelly's music has a lot to do with that, you know. I think that, you know, we feel that this connection with him, or we did feel a connection with him with his music. It was like, wow, with them girls, they was just, and I know that I'm partly guilty of that, because we all knew what was going on with him and Aaliyah. So that's very deep what you said.
So can we deal with a little bit about how predators or offenders can be made, if you will? I mean, is it something that happened to them as kids, maybe?
That's a really good question. We know that in a lot of situations, when we are looking at somebody who has hurt a kids especially, that a lot of times there is abuse in their past, whether it was from like sexual abuse or physical abuse when they were really young, but not always, right? 99% of the time, I would say this abuse happens because that person, that perpetrator, that predator, they want control, right? And they want to take control over somebody else, right? Whether it's another adult, whether it's a child. And they like to feel that power that they can have. And sometimes that happens because when they were kids, they experienced that abuse and they had all that power taken away from them, right? They weren't in control of that situation. So sometimes they try to play that back out as a way for them to get control over somebody else, to feel more powerful, more strong.
So if someone's listening right now and they're in that situation, or if they're a parent and really don't know how to arm their children to remain safe out here in the community, how can they get in touch with your organization and get help?
That's a great question. So at Moxa, we have a 24-hour crisis line. It's always there for people to get support if they have questions, if they need resources. And that crisis line number is 816-531-0233. So day, night, holidays, weekends, anytime, somebody can always call that number. If they have questions about getting resources, getting information, they can also go on our website. And that's moxa.org, which is M-O-C-S-A.org.
Kelsey, thank you so much for providing that information for us and our audience. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
103 Jams and The Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got to come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
We're on the line with Liam McHugh. He serves as host on some of NBC Sports' most high-profile shows, including Football Night in America.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the show.
How are you?
Good. Now, you know, we got a big game coming up this week in the town. Our Chiefs facing off against the Colts. What do you think?
I've heard a little something about that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I imagine you guys are pretty fired up for this. Did you guys go out and get your Patrick Mahomes tattoos yet?
No, not yet. My mother got me a Patrick Mahomes jersey for Christmas.
I think that's a strong start. I just stay with that, yeah.
And your colleague, Peter King, he was in town last week, and I just happened to be at the Peanut, which is a local restaurant, and I was with a friend, and he comes walking in, and my friend says, hey, there's Peter King. And I'm like, no, you're lying. So I turn around, and there he is in the flesh, and he was telling me that he's went to the tattoo parlors where people have gotten these Patrick Mahomes tattoos.
I've been as well. I went earlier in the season. It's incredible. I mean, at that point, it was sort of a new phenomenon. There were only a few people had it, but the tattoo artist who was doing it told me, he's like, I got a list. He's like, I got 15 people at least at this point that are interested. They want to get them. It's incredible. That's a pretty bold move, but I think that's who this guy is. I think you'll see this week on Football Night America, I know Peter King did a whole feature with Patrick Mahomes, and he did a big part of it where Patrick Mahomes sort of teaches him the secret behind the no-look pass.
Yes.
I can't wait to watch that.
Wow, and it's going to be something to experience. Have you ever seen this type of excitement for a quarterback in all the years of you covering the sport?
I think there's been excitement, there's been buzz when guys enter, and then usually it's pretty quickly tempered. This is something totally different because it feels like every week he shows you a new trick, which is pretty hard in this game that's been played for this long to show you something that you haven't seen. But that's really been Patrick Mahomes, and I can't wait to hear how loud that crowd is. We were in Seattle just a few weeks ago. I know that crowd thinks that they're the loudest. I know the Guinness Book of World Records says that the Chiefs crowd is the loudest. I expect it to be the type of crowd where your ears aren't ringing at the end. They actually just hurt.
We're talking with NBC's Liam McHugh on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. Does the national media understand what this guy Patrick Mahomes has brought to our town? This is something that we've never experienced here. We've never have had a homegrown superstar quarterback, not even Lynn Dawson, who is revered here.
I don't think they do. I think they're swept up in the pure ability of Patrick Mahomes. I don't think they realize what it means to Kansas City. I think they focus on the flashy things he can do with the football. And then I think the other focus is, all right, great, it's Kansas City. They've gotten to the playoffs. Now what are they going to do?
Yeah.
What are they going to show me? Or is it going to be more heartbreak? I think for most of the country is if Patrick Mahomes can lift this team in the playoffs, for them it'll feel different. But, you know, I was astonished with all the pro sports history in Kansas City that George Brett is the only MVP.
We've never had an MVP
now,
on the Chiefs.
Here we go.
Yeah.
What are your predictions for the Super Bowl? Who are going to be the final two teams?
I think I'm going to stay with the Saints at this point. I know the Eagles have had a magical run, and Nick Foles, there's a certain playoff mystique with him at this point, but I think that run ends. I think the Saints move on. I think the Saints are going to be in the Super Bowl.
Mm.
I would love to say Kansas City. Everything about what's gone on this year with Patrick Mahomes makes me believe that Kansas City can be there. The problem is, I don't know if you've checked out my record picking games on Football Night in America, but it is abysmal. So I have to think, what is my instinct? And my instinct is to say Kansas City this weekend. And then I have to realize that all of my instincts are wrong.
You guys at NBC have partnered with Dwayne The Rock Johnson with the Titan Games. Tell us about that.
It is a wholly unique and in many ways insane athletic competition. All of the competitions, all the challenges are basically inspired by workouts that he has done to remain in the, you know, incredible shape that he is in. So they're crazy, but they involve, and this is the cool part, they involve really everyday people competing. They're training for something. They don't quite know exactly what they're training for. They think they have something to offer the world, and boom, Dwayne Johnson calls them up and says, guess what? I have this platform. I have this show. You can showcase your skills, and this is their opportunity. Sit back, watch for an hour, and just enjoy.
Now, the Titan Games airs Thursday nights on NBC. If you're ever looking for someone to competitively eat or snack, you can reach out to The Morning Grind. We're not able to competitively work out or anything, but
I will pass that along.
Thank
the
you.
Titan Games of Eating.
No, the Eating Games is what I thought of it.
The Eating Games.
Yeah,
you're right. I like that. That's cleaner. It's more to the point.
Right.
Check out Liam McHugh on the Titan Games and check him out on NBC Football Night in America for the pregame show this Saturday as our Chiefs get set to host the Colts in the divisional round. Thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Thanks so much for having me on.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. Sunny and cooler right now. You're sunny at 33 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Fuji's member Praz Michelle is challenging the seizure of $37.5 million from one of his bank accounts.
Whoa. One of his bank accounts.
When I read this, I was like, yo, he still got that kind of dog?
Well, they were a big group. You know, they did have a nice little run. And then he, didn't he make a Ghetto Superstar?
Yeah, but
they, I mean, no. What I'm trying to say is, it was a big song.
Anyway, federal prosecutors filed a forfeiture on this money because they're investigating this Malaysian public wealth fund called One Malaysian Development Berhad. And they're saying that the one of the folk from that organization was funneling money through Praz's account.
I need that money.
I see what's going on now. So that's to your point, though. You don't think he got that much. They were funneling that money through there, and that's how he got that money.
That's what the government say, but he said that's his money.
I need that money.
Speaking of money, Trick Daddy needs some. He needs to see if he can get with Praz and get a couple dollars. He just lost one of his homes. And it wasn't even for a lot. It was just for
$5,900. $5,900?
Yeah.
Trick Daddy, you come holler at me. I got you.
Oh, you got $5,900?
I can come up with a few things, you know.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to say I got a couple business, you know, opportunities.
No,
I got
a
little bridge out in Liberty I want to sell you.
You don't have enough collateral.
I don't need it. You need it.
I hope so.
Jesus. Meek Mill says that he's been traumatized by women's lace front wigs, and he's boycotting.
Boycotting what? Women or wigs?
Just wigs.
Okay, well, you might as well boycott women because a lot of ladies be wearing wigs now. There ain't nothing wrong with it.
He said, right. I just hate when you see that lace cap line in front all slicked down and the net in the middle.
Yeah.
We letting y'all have everything else. Ask y'all man how he feel, LOL. Uh-huh. And I can still be attracted to a woman wearing them, but my thoughts be like, is that a wig? Yeah.
That net be looking like a front door screen. It do. When you can see it real good.
Be sexy.
It do. Fly swat. It's okay, ladies. Do your thing. Just conceal it a little more so we can't see it. That's all you got to do.
Don't My mouth do what it want to do.
And her wig. I don't wear wigs, but don't worry about a lady and her wig.
You don't?
No. I don't.
Nah, you more of a weave.
Yeah, I wear weave. Yeah. Oh, I rock a sew-in. Isn't that what Cardi B said? I rock a sew-in weave. I rock a sew-in.
Amongst other things that she said.
Don't worry about a lady and her lace. That's all I'm going to say.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
You know, we all have a bad habit or two we could stand to lose. But habits are hard to break. Whether your bad habit is procrastinating, overspending, swearing, or any other one you want to change, let me give you a few tips to break free of the negative behavior patterns. Number one, understand what triggers your bad habits. Each time you engage in the bad habit, take note of your location, the time of day, your emotional state, how other people are involved, and what you do immediately after. Number two, go slow and make small changes. Number three, spend a month thinking about your habit before taking action. This allows for proper planning. Number four, create an if-then plan. That way, if you're plan goes off course a little bit, you have a way to get back on the wagon. That goes for working out, for eating better, any type of bad habit you have. After all, the race is not given to the swift, but to the one who endures. This is Dr. RJ on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.